This is the Monday Morning Zine. Good morning. I'm Jeff Pope. Today we're joined by students from Cortez Middle School to talk about the Positive Youth Advocates Program. And in our studio this morning are Megan Harmon and Molly Brunk. They're both organizing currently a program to help people living with leukemia and lymphoma, but Positive Youth Advocates has some broader implications as well. So I want to welcome you all to the studio as well. Carrie Schneider is here. Carrie Schneider LeMay is here as well. She's a school counselor. So good morning, girls.
Morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. I'm going to start, actually, Carrie, with the adult, and then we're going to spend a lot of time with the young people here. I'd like to understand the idea of Positive Youth Advocates. Is this a broader program across the region or state, or is it just here locally?
It's actually a local program. It's something that I think just with the things I got involved in when I was in school, I thought about all of the pieces that were helpful for me. And wanted to incorporate that into the program. So we have leadership building, learning skills to be a positive leader, how to work together as a team. And there's just a lot of different things that kind of wrap around being a community member, a positive community member, and what character traits are involved, and what kinds of things do they need to learn at this age that'll help them to give back to their community and be a positive leader. Mm-hmm.
If you've just joined us, this is the Morning Zine, and Jeff Pope here talking with Carrie Schneider LeMay. She's a school counselor at the middle school here in Cortez, and Megan Harmon and Molly Brunker here. They are Positive Youth Advocates. Do you guys know, Molly and Megan, how long the program has been going on?
About 5 years now.
Uh-huh. And how long have you both been involved? You're both in seventh grade, right?
Yes.
Megan, how long have you been involved with the PYA?
I've been involved for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
In PYA.
And Molly?
And I just started this year.
So let's start about the talk first about the project that you've got going on as it relates to leukemia and lymphoma, the fundraising work and support work, and then maybe take it back to how the PYA is affecting your life. So Megan, can you talk just a little bit about the project you're working on now?
We're working on Pennies for Patients.
Pennies for Patients.
Where we collect change and money for kids with leukemia around the country.
How did you guys decide to focus on this?
We decided it. I don't know how we decided it.
Molly, do you know?
I
don't know either. Okay, great. And when you guys decide, I'm interested in that process. Or how often do you come together as Positive Youth Advocates, and you know, meet and decide what you're going to do?
Okay, so we meet every week at 7:30 on Fridays.
In the morning?
Yes.
And what does that meeting look like?
Well, 7th grade is in the library. I have no idea what 8th grade is. They're in, like, a room probably in the 8th grade pod. But we just gather there in the library, and lately we've been just talking about Pennies for Patients.
So tell me more about the project, Pennies for Patients, and how you're helping people or how you want to help people.
What we're pretty much doing is we're just putting money places around the whole school, and anybody who wants to donate can put them in there, and then we'll take it, Ms. Schneider will take it somewhere to where they'll put it through a process where it'll take it to a hospital and for research for leukemia.
How do you communicate with other seventh graders? How do you make sure that their attention is on, you know, these boxes to put monies and donations in? How do you handle that?
Well, we put on announcements each day to tell them that we're having this going on.
And when everything's said and done, do you have a goal about how much you'd like to raise from the student population?
Yeah, our goal is about $600 to raise for them.
Ah, and how long has the program been going on, and how close are you?
Oh, the program's going to go on for a week, and we just started today.
So we're kicking off today?
Yes.
Okay. If you just joined us, this is the Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope here with Megan Harmon and Molly Brunk. They are Positive Youth Advocates, seventh graders at the Cortez Middle School here in Cortez, and they're focused right now on a project to help people living with leukemia and lymphoma, raising money at the school. Will you take outside donations as well from folks elsewhere?
Yes. Well, we were going to have, like, if people were to donate from outside of the school, then they could come to the Cortez Middle School and go to the rotunda and drop it off there.
Okay. Carrie Schneider's here as well. She is a school counselor and has been leading PYA for 5 years. Can you talk about the need that you saw and that the school saw in supporting it and bringing PYA forward? Yeah.
Well, one of the things I think is important is for students in the middle school to have a voice and to feel like they can be a part of the school and be more involved in what's going on. So I also wanted to incorporate that leadership and bringing out the positive traits in students. So I thought that this program was a perfect way to bring out that positive and to also feel like they're involved in a lot of different programs within our school and they're creating that positive culture.
And Molly and Megan, when I turned to you guys, why did you join up? I mean, was it so you could be leaders or just you tell me, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Partly leaders and also like how to work together in a team and also making a change in the community, both the community and the school.
Megan, why did you join out?
To be a better leader in the community and work better with other people around the country. So when I do go to college and stuff, I won't be as like one of the lower workers and I can help. Yeah.
Do you, Megan and Molly, do you feel like as young people and as girls that adults listen to you as much as they should?
Yeah, I believe adults listen to me as much as they should. Like if I speak my mind, they'll just sit there and listen to me and give me advice if I need help.
And did you, do you feel like before you got involved with Positive Youth Advocates, Maybe let me rephrase that. Do you feel like PYA has helped you to find a voice so that you can speak your mind and what you just said so people will listen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah Molly, how?
So you can communicate with them and they will listen. They'll listen to you and actually consider it and maybe give you advice too. So.
We're going to take a short break. If you've just joined us, this is the Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope here with Megan Harmon and Molly Brunk, along with Carrie Schneider. Megan and Molly are positive youth advocates at the Cortez Middle School, and they're raising money for people living with leukemia and lymphoma right now. You can make a donation if you're from outside the school by going to the rotunda of the middle school, and that starts today, and it will go on for a week. Their goal is to raise $600. They'll also be raising money inside the school from students and administrators and teachers. We'll be back after this short break. Stay with us. This is the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope, and we're talking about Positive Youth Advocates. That's young people making a difference in Cortez Middle School, finding a voice of their own. And joining me today are two young people, seventh graders, Megan Harmon and Molly Brunk. Carrie Schneider is here as well. She's a school counselor. Carrie Schneider LeMay, excuse me, is a school counselor at Cortez Middle School. And Carrie, to bring you back in, is it just the seventh graders who are involved with POIA?
Actually, no. We have a sixth grade and an eighth grade. We have all three grades. Okay. And we have different people in charge of each grade. So we have Tammy Slagle, who's in charge of the sixth grade PYA, Positive Youth Advocates, and she's a school counselor as well for that grade. And then Carmen Manis is also, she's in the eighth grade PYA leader as well. And total amount, I think we have about 75 students involved in this program.
And do you guys, Molly or Megan, how do you relate to the other grades in PYA, or is it mostly in your own seventh grade milieu?
Well, for Pins for Patients, we're all working together, but for the most part, each grade does different things.
Mm-hmm. When you guys think back to, Megan, you've been involved 2 years?
Yes.
And when you think back to, how have you changed in the last 2 years?
Well, I've become a better leader in school. And then,
what does that mean, a better leader?
Like, during group projects with kids in my class, I've been able to lead them better with production and working on the project.
What else do you see that has changed for you in the last couple of years?
I have a bigger voice, and I can speak up for myself more now that I've gone through 2 years of PYA.
And if you were going to talk to a fifth grader out there who's coming to the middle school next year, and it's really different from fifth grade, right?
Yeah.
What would you tell them about PYA and why they might want to be involved?
Well, it's a good way to help them become a better leader and better voice person, have a better voice and saying and what they feel. And then it would just be fun to join.
Yeah, I mean, do you have fun, or is it just very serious work here?
We have fun. We go to a camp, San Juan Bible Camp, for leadership skills. Huh. And then at the end of the year, we'll go there to have fun, just become closer as the year left.
Molly, how important is listening in leadership?
Well, you can't dictate everything that people do, because then that kind of doesn't get you anywhere.
And have you been learning listenership and followership?
Yes.
As part of leadership? Tell me what that looks like for kids your age, or kids every age.
Yeah. So, in PYA, you have to let other people speak up and let other people's opinions be heard, and not just your own.
Is that different from the classroom environment? In other words, when you're sitting in the classroom, I'll ask it a different way. How is PYA, when you're together with your group, different from the classroom when you move in and how you relate? So I hear you saying, well, everybody gets a chance to speak. Mm-hmm. What's it like in the classroom and vice versa? And what would you like it to be in the classroom? Either one of you can jump in.
Well, it would be nice if, everyone in the classroom could, say what they thought. But, most of the time that doesn't happen.
Molly?
Megan. Well, in PYA, you can speak your mind and not, have a wrong answer. And in, classrooms, you have to stay quiet. And if you have the wrong answer, usually you get criticized for it from some teachers.
Should that change?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And it changed more to, a PYA model?
Yeah, definitely.
And what do you think would happen in the classroom, in your classrooms right now, today, if your teachers adopted that kind of model and the class adopted it? Because it's a two-way street, right? It's mm-hmm. not just kids and students. What would happen, Megan?
Our class would probably go wild, is pretty much saying. But it would probably help with learning in our classroom, just to let us speak up and not being criticized if we get it wrong or anything, just having the mind to say it and then getting corrected but not criticized in school.
Molly?
Yeah, I'm definitely agreeing with her. We shouldn't be criticized. We should just be corrected so you can actually learn from that.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you. We're going to wrap it up here this morning. This has been the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope, here with Megan Harmon and Molly Brunk. They're positive youth advocates, seventh graders at the Cortez Middle School. There's positive youth advocacy in 6th grade and 8th grade, and all three PYA groups are getting together to raise money for leukemia and lymphoma, people living with leukemia and lymphoma. They've kicked off a campaign to raise $600 this week, both in the school and out of the school. And you can find out more. You could call Carrie Schneider, who's here as well. She's a school counselor. And you can find out more by calling the middle school and talking to Carrie. If you want to make a donation out there, just go to the Rotunda and make your donation to support positive youth advocates and the work that they do.